Blog Talk Radio.
Back on the air, honey. I am back, honey. Jaquan and Nicole, are y'all back with me?
I'm here. You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Nicole, are you back?
I'm over here. I'm auditioning my hair.
Oh, okay. We are back, honey. Oh, hold on. Let me turn my computer off, honey. We have to refresh, honey. We are back. Baby.
Which one? Philly, Chicago, New York, what's the thing? Or Cabbage?
Bitch!
Those were the four. What? Philly, Chicago, New York, or Cabbage?
Oh, Mistake Girl.
What happened?
Girl, it is a mess, Mistake. Oh, Nicole, where you at? Are you by your computer?
Yes, you can start talking.
Girl, honey.
I got to sign back up in the chat room. I said close out.
Yes, you back in the chat room?
No. Send me the thing like you do.
Which boy, can you send Nicole a link? Because, you know, she's not computer, you know, right. You know, you got to send out a link so she can click on it.
Yes, because, you know what? I meant to call you about that because...
Oh, bitch, I'm about to give y'all some Mistake. Girl, it is a mess, honey. I'm about to give it to y'all. I am, honey. I waited to get back from my sister, honey. Bitch, girl. Oh, bitch. Well, honey, girl, I am so, oh, my God, honey. Girl, well, let me tell y'all, girl, what just came across my motherfucking airways, Mistake. Girl, it just dropped across my airways, and it is a bombshell. I need to wait for all the girls to get back in the chat room, Mistake. The numbers was up to 65. I need all y'all girls back in the chat room, Mistake. Call your girlfriends. I am your girlfriend's, Mistake. And tell your girlfriends, bitch, that mother just got some motherfucking tea, Mistake.
Wait, I got to call my girlfriend and both my sister involved because this is putting on it.
Yes, what is that? What is that? E-my-e? What is that, Kelly? What the fuck is that?
That's the E-my-e. That's the T. That's the E-my-e. That's the E, Miss Thang. Girl. Bitch, I don't know, but I have Tayana's whole number, so we can just call Tayana.
I can't type in the chat room.
Tayana, you got to have a screen name. You got to make a screen
name. I got one.
It's
not working. Is yours working, Nicole?
Hold on. Tayana, are you there? Hello, Tayana.
Seriously, are you there? Hello?
Tayana. Hello?
Hello?
Tayana.
Oh, do you hear me say something? Hello?
Hello?
Kelly.
Yes.
This is Rodney. What's up?
Oh, what's up, Rodney? Where's Tayana?
She's right here. She said you didn't call her phone number.
Oh,
you called my phone.
Oh,
okay. She gave you her number, 224. But I just wanted to comment real fast.
Okay. Well, go ahead. What's the tea?
From Nicole, you said something about why would the people who live in New York or Jersey or whatever, you know, the East Coast, whatever, pay the New York function and go to Chicago. But if we are cool with the people from Chicago and they had already been advertising 3 or 4 months before the ball in New York came,
no,
we can't change our plans.
Rodney, I want to cut you off because you're going to say for New York, they had their day first. And
no, they did not. No, they did not. No, they did not. Tayana and Antoine promoted long before DeJuan and Derek. Trust me. I know. I go to every ball across the country. Quote me on that. Quote me on that. Tayana and them have been promoting their ball for at least 8 months. 8 months.
How do we have us?
So that's why some of the people.
You had a wonderful time.
I did. You know, with every ball, there's always controversy with the other years because some people feel, you know, that they should deserve it or whatever. You know, there's other issues at the ball, too. But, you know, I guess the leaders of those houses decided that they want to allow the kids to comment without actually not knowing the repercussions and stuff that come out of things like that. So, yeah, that's basically it. Yeah, they promote. That's why, you know, myself, Tiana, Fred. I mean, it was a lot of us. We came to the ball. The setup, everything was lovely. The ball was nicely attended, very crowded. You know, some things was going on. You know, like every ball, shade here, shade there. But in all, you know, the ball was very nice. But hello, Kelly.
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna put Tayana. Phone. Here's Tayana. You might have to call her phone because hold on. Okay.
Hey, Kelly, how are you?
Good. How you doing, sister?
I'm all right. So what's going on? What's the latest news about the awards ball?
Well, the girls...
What are they feeding you?
The girls have some discrepancies about Thaddeus winning of the year. And the
Wait, Kelly, before you say that, who is the person that won of the year? I mean, that they said that's supposed to win.
They said, I think Lottie Pop or
Lala Khan. My point exactly, you don't even know who she is, so she's going to trouble, right?
Oh.
Okay, that's the first thing. Second of all, if she had a problem with it, she should have brought it to me instead of taking it to the radio show. She should have said something then. But she was my good girlfriend running in and out of my hotel room right after the ball.
Oh, I know that's right.
Third of all, her father, I gave him House of the Year, and they're telling me the same thing, that he shouldn't get House of the Year. The only reason why I gave it to him is the girls are saying, the only reason why you gave it to Tiana is because they're sleeping on his floor. That is not a father. So, I mean, when Milan was throwing balls, they didn't say anything about Milan just giving away awards to his good girlfriends, did they? So why are they giving me all this?
Oh, no, honey. I know that's right, honey.
And yes, I did have a ball here in Chicago. What's the other young lady name that's on the phone?
Nicole.
I see there is a problem with you, with the other, you having a problem with the other girls traveling to Chicago to my ball.
you see wrong. You can't see anything because I live in New York, and you heard wrong. I wasn't taking anything away from Chicago. I wasn't taking anything away from your ball, nor was I taking anything away from the people that live in Chicago. I directed it to the people that were here and that live in New York and that are fans, and from what I heard, they had the date first. It has nothing to take away from you.
No, you had a problem with the people from New York. You had a problem with the people from New York traveling to Chicago. Because you stay in New York and don't travel, baby, that doesn't mean anything.
Well, I don't know.
Come out of New York. My point exactly, sweetie. So don't mention my name. You don't know shit about me, homegirl. My nigga, you don't know shit about me.
I said nothing about you. I don't know you. I said nothing about your ball. I talked about the people that went to one region from the other. Now, if you find that...
Okay, what's wrong with that? They do that everywhere. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
I'm done.
My girl, what's wrong with that? They do that everywhere.
I'm done.
Because it was a ball in New York and not...
I forgot your name.
Well, you can comment anything about it, sweetie.
I did not make a comment about you. I didn't say anything directing to you. So it just must be you.
No, you didn't, but it was surrounding around me.
You must be...
It was surrounding around what I did.
You picked the wrong girl to go off because you're not...
No, I didn't pick the wrong... I'm listening to you the whole time, homegirl. I'm listening to you the whole time.
Any of my statements to you?
No, you didn't, but baby, I know how to indirect things too.
Oh no, see, that's you. Then that's all what you take up. You deal with that in your mind because I.
No, it ain't. It's what I got. It's what I got from you, sweetie.
I've never been an indirect girl. If I had something to
say, I'm not trying to yell with you.
Then I would say it. Do your research. I've never spoke indirectly to anybody. If I had a problem, I would have said it. It had nothing to do with you, your function, how successful it was. I just spoke about
Nicole, I'm not trying to argue with you, sweetie. I'm not trying to argue with you, and I might have heard something wrong because, you know, these girls kind of try to frustrate me, but I'm letting you know.
You're pumping it in your head, and you're getting on this phone attacking me, but I said
No, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to attack you. I didn't attack you. Nicole, I didn't attack you. I didn't attack you.
I don't even know what happened at your ball. I was talking about the fans and the people that live. It was not directed towards you.
I just want to let you know for those, because there's no one but those cubs that I made. Those were my hoes first. I just want to let you know that. Those were my hoes. They wouldn't be, they still not known yet. But the real life that they do get is from me. If it wasn't from me, they wouldn't be known. Just to let you know that. Well, just to let everybody else that's listening.
I mean,
those girls, that lollipop girl.
Just listening.
Who,
I'm not.
Huh?
That would be for everybody that's listening because I have nothing.
Yeah,
to
but
listen
because.
To. I don't even, you know, I never even thought of. And to be honest, and I'm not being shady and I'm not being indirect, let me say, I don't know you. I never saw, in my eyes, I've never saw you. And if I did, I don't know your name. So I could never think anything about you because I'm not doing. No, and if you felt that way, I apologize.
I really did, and I accept your apology. And I could be a woman, and I can apologize to you too for you thinking that I was attacking you. I really wasn't. It's just that I work really hard on what I do.
And I commend you, and I congratulate you. I was not taking away. So when Rodney got on the phone to jump to a defense, I'm still going to speak my part where I was informed that Derek and Dewan had their date first. But I had nothing personal to say about you and what you were doing and how you were doing it. And until
it's just what I heard. I heard you say that why did the girls pay the, you know, that ball and come to Chicago. That's what I thought you said.
Not because, no. Why would they pay their New York hometown ball to go to a Chicago? That's like Chicago. Listen to this. That's like all your girlfriends in Chicago, your girlfriends, your sisters, and your fans, and whatever you just said to whoever you do for and who lives off your name in Chicago, however that go, and you have a big ball. and none of them come to your ball, but they left to go to the ball in Atlanta. And you advertised and told them before that you was having the ball. Wouldn't you feel some type of way?
Yeah, I would, Nicole. Listen. I do, Nicole. If my house member would have contacted me and let me know that they had their ball before I posted before me, I would have done something about it. But I had mans before him. I had mans way out there before him.
I'm not going to argue that because I'm not sure from what I've heard from a reliable source. But I don't want to make that an argument. The bottom line is I'm not taking who you are in Chicago. Please don't take anything away from who I am in New York.
I'm not. But I just hate when people try to embarrass me in front of my fans.
I wasn't disrespectful.
I hate that. I really hate when people try to embarrass me in front of my fans because I do not call into the radio show and do shit or talk about nobody ball. Nobody ball.
And what you need to make sure that the people around you that is amping you up, that they speak from knowledge and what they heard right, because I was not degrading you in front of your fans. That was nowhere near it. I just said the difference in how it makes a person feel. That's it. That's it.
Well, I apologize, Nicole, okay? I'm a woman. I can do that.
No, there's no problem. That's it, because you may have thought that I was attacked, but no, I didn't. And then Kelly and Jaquan, but I never spoke your name because I didn't know it was worthwhile. I didn't know. So that's not true.
Okay. Hi, Kelly.
Well, we got past that, ladies. Now, let's get to the next thing. The girl said that the categories was rushed. The girls, they had a dressing place way in the back where they couldn't hear the category call, so the girls missed their category, and Antoine wouldn't open the categories back up, and
he
closed it again. And
Kelly, each category, I mean, that might have been true because it's a really, really big call. But anytime someone called me, or anytime someone came to me and told me, Tiana, we missed our category because we didn't hear it, I made sure that the category was reopened. I did it for Realness with a Twist. I did it for those are my two $500 categories, Realness with a Twist and Runway. So I'm not like that. I'm not like that at all. I'm not hard up for any cash. I gave out everything that I owe to these two. And it was rushed, and let me explain to you another reason, Kelly, why it was rushed. Because these people want to show up at a bar. They know the bar starts at 11 o'clock, and they want to show up there at 2 o'clock. Come on now. Now, if I would have said that, okay, grand prize, first category, and there's nothing but three people in the building, they would have said, oh, she didn't want to give out her money. She didn't have the money. No way. You already know how these fags are.
Exactly. Well, hold on, because you know the girl's going to call and read and everything, but I wanted you to get your side out first, and I know y'all having a good time. Was you in the Fabulous Gal this time, Miss Day?
You said, huh?
I said, I know y'all out having fun, Miss Day, and you know the girl's going to call and read, but you got your side out, and you said what you had to say, and I said, was you in the Fabulous Gal this time?
No, I was not. I wanted to be.
Why you ain't get dressed up?
Because it was a lot, Kelly. It was a lot I had to go through with. And I wanted to make sure everything was done.
Okay. Well, you know the girls are gonna have things to say, but you said what you had to say. Go back out and finish enjoying your time with your Milan's, honey. And I'll see y'all really soon.
I am, Kelly, and if you can please do me a favor. Anybody that have a problem with anything that went on, tell them to feel free to hit me up at Tiana_Edney2000@yahoo.com. Okay?
Okay, y'all heard that, honey. I will definitely relay that message to them. Okay. Well, at this time, honey, Nicole, you want to say anything before I go to phone calls?
No, I got
a
phone call.
Okay, at this time, if you on the phone line and you got something to say about anything that happened this weekend, bitch, hold on, my numbers are back up. Hold on, before you go to Jaquan, do you got anything to say, baby?
No, I'm good.
Okay, well, girls, before I go to phone call, all you girls is out there, please feel free to definitely press 1 and come up on the phone line and voice your opinion that happened at any function this weekend, Miss Day. But before I get to what happened this weekend, Miss Thang, I got some breaking motherfucking tea, Miss Thang, that just came through my motherfucking screen, Miss Thang. Girl, well, oh, shit, hold on. Okay. Well, I don't want to do the martini, and then you go and Miss Ebony's going outside to have a cigarette, Miss Thing. I don't want to do my tea, Miss Thing, and then I can't go into phone calls right after my tea. So I'm away. I will wait for you to come back, Miss Ebony. When you come back from smoking your cigarette, then I go into my tea, and then we go into phone call. And they gave the very lollipops on the line, and she pressed one, honey. So go smoke your cigarette, Miss Ebony, and while you smoke your cigarette, I'm going to have me a splash. I'm going to have me a cocktail of some V8 splash. Because mother loves splash, Miss Thing. But I got some tea about the Federales, girls. So y'all better get ready.
Ooh.
The what?
The feds.
Federales. Thank you, Miss Thing. When I tell you, you queens on Yahoo, Miss Thing, you queens ain't no motherfucking skip around the motherfucking block, Miss Thing, honey. You queens hit me up and y'all tell me everything, y'all dish everything, Miss Thing. Y'all would tell me the color of your mama panties, Miss Thing, if I didn't know what color she had on, Miss Thing. Y'all some nosy ass motherfucking bitches. But guess what? I motherfucking love it. Ooh, I sure do. Yes, I do, Harpo. I sure do, Harpo. I can't do motherfucking Monique from the motherfucking from Precious, Miss Thing, but I can sure do Harpo, honey. Get Monique, honey, but I get Harpo, honey. Harpo, Harpo, Harpo. Oh, yes, honey. Peace,
Kelly. I got an instant message. It said, ask Tayano why Jariah from St. Louis won and didn't get any money.
Well, she said y'all can hit her up at Tayana_Ebony2000@yahoo.com. And y'all can ask her any questions y'all want to ask her. She is live online right now, so y'all can definitely hit her up. And y'all can ask her any questions y'all want. Honey. Well, bitch, I'm waiting for Miss Ebony to come back. I'm going to fill my teeth. Nicole.
Yes, honey.
Please tell me, what did you think about Miss Bob while we wait for Miss Ebony to come back from her cigarette break? Girls, we're going to get into it. You know we got more time, so don't worry about it. We here. We ain't going nowhere. We here with the W. Nicole, you and Jaquan, I don't even know. I can't even ask Jaquan because I know he don't watch that. That's too girly, Miss Ebony.
Watch
what? He's a realness child. The Oscars.
Oh, that was so fucking boring.
Yeah, you're a realness child, so I'm not even going to ask you.
Well,
Nicole, please tell me what you think about this.
I don't get into that. I've never seen that.
You need to watch the Oscars when Monique got her award.
I watched Monique get her award.
The Oscars. Oh, my God.
Monique got her. I saw that.
I was living for her and Miss Sandra Bullock. They both ate it. They look amazing. Monique look fabulous. They ate it. Tens across the board, 20s across the board.
Tell you, Miss Thing, Miss Gabby, because I'm tired of everybody calling her Precious. Her name is motherfucking Gabby. I'm tired of everybody calling
her. That's why I call her Precious.
Her name is Gabby, okay? Gabby, Miss Thing, she did not have to win last night, Miss Thing, but bitch, that motherfucking introduction that Miss Oprah gave her, Miss Thing, was motherfucking everything, Miss Thing. Miss Oprah had me, because you know, Cablevision in New York, Miss Thing, they took Channel 7 off. So, bitch, I had to get in my Jeep and go over to my mother's house and watch it. Miss motherfucking Oprah made me motherfucking cry.
Work, Oprah.
Oprah made me cry. When she talked about Miss motherfucking Gabby, Miss Thing, she made me cry, Miss Thing. Everybody should have a motherfucking dream like Miss motherfucking Gabby, Miss Thing. Promote the kids skipping school, Miss Thing. But if you gotta skip school, Miss Thing, then do what you gotta do, Miss Thing. And if you skip school and they get you at the Academy Award, bitch, do what the fuck you gotta motherfucking do. Because mother is behind you, Miss Thing. But Miss Monique in that motherfucking speech, that speech touch the girls, Miss Thing. For her to say she ain't like that and that was off the head, Miss Thing, bitch, she hit that motherfucking head. She hit the head of that motherfucking nail, bitch, with that hammer, and she whacked her, Miss Thing. Miss Monique, I got my motherfucking life from her, bitch. I got my motherfucking life from her, Miss Thing. The fashions was cute, Miss Thing. I love Miss Queen Latifah and our fashions. I'm waiting for Miss... I'm going to give y'all the tea in a minute. As soon as Miss Ebony come back, we ain't going no place, no time soon. So don't worry about it, girl. Miss motherfucking Queen Latifah looked fabulous, Miss Thing. I don't know. That girl I don't know her name, Miss Thing. Miss Thing that had on that that dress with all those colors and shit at the bottom, Miss Thing. She looked a fucking fool, Miss Thing. I don't know what the fuck her name is, Miss Thing. But Miss Thing, she looked a fool in that motherfucking dress, Miss Thing. Miss motherfucking Mariah Carey, Miss Thing. She needs to motherfucking stop wearing the long ass splits, Miss Thing. It was a fucking fool, Miss Thing. All these long ass split dresses on the Oscar. Miss Jennifer Lopez looked at fabulous, girls. She looked really fabulous, Miss Thing. Honey, you know I be watching for the fashion. I watch for the fashion, Miss Thing. I watch for the fashion, honey. And Miss J. Emmanuel, Miss Thing, he was sitting, Miss Thing, and that motherfucking Tom motherfucking Ford, Miss Thing, he was sitting in that Tom Ford. I don't know what the fuck Miss Sarah Jessica Parker was motherfucking doing with that motherfucking Chanel dress on, Miss Thing, but she looked a fucking fool in that motherfucking Couture Chanel dress she had on, Miss Thing. That was a fucking fool. That bitch needs to be motherfucking shot, Miss Thing. Girl. But you ought to be watching the fashions and stuff, Miss Thing. Hello? Nicole?
Yes, I'm sorry. I was doing something.
Jaquan? Oh, I know Jaquan don't be watching the fashion.
Come on, watch this shit.
Lenny, you's a boy. You're not supposed to watch it, Miss Thing.
That's not true, but I just, it doesn't appeal to me.
You know, I be getting into all of that. I be getting ideas, Miss Thing. I be getting ideas. I be getting ideas, honey. You know, ideas. Okay, honey. Let me give y'all my tea, Miss Thing. I'm back, Miss Thing. And we got the girls in the chat room. I'm about to give y'all my tea. All you girls, start pressing one, Miss Thing, to give us the recap of how y'all feel and everything for this weekend. Well, girls, somebody IM'd me and hit me up, Miss Thing, and gave the right bitch. Let me tell you the motherfucking tea that happened this weekend, Miss Thing. I gave the very what, Miss Thing? They gave the very the Federales. I gave the very the Federales what, Miss Thing? They gave the very girl, the feds was picking Miss Tony Malone's motherfucking door, Miss Thing. And I gave the very bitch, you motherfucking lying. They gave the very yes, bitch, I just got the motherfucking tea just a few minutes ago, Miss Thing. It happened over this weekend or sometime, Miss Thing. And I gave the very, well, why did they kick her motherfucking door? They gave the very girl for credit card fraud. I gave the very bitch, you motherfucking lying, Miss Thing. So I sent insight over to my other source, Miss Thing, and my other source hit me back and gave the very, yes, bitch, I got that motherfucking tea, too. They gave the very, girl, now she's staying at Mariah's house in motherfucking Jersey, Miss Thing. Well, bitch, I don't know what the fuck is going on or what, but you know, mother knows the East Coast is going to get to the bottom of this motherfucking shit, and I'm going to give y'all full play-by-play details, but that's what I got for now, girl. And, bitch, it is a mess, Miss Thing. Honey, yes, girl, it is a mess, honey, and I was gagging, honey, Miss Thing. And on other motherfucking notes, I forgot to spill this tea. I don't know what's going on with the schoolboys, Miss Thing, but the schoolboys and the pretty boy realness children are running around New York City and L.A. and motherfucking Atlanta, Miss Thing, and they're getting motherfucking nose jobs, Miss Thing. Girl, they gave the very Bijan Chanel got a nose job, Miss Thing. They gave the very Tat Malone got a nose job, Miss Thing, and I got the picture of Tat Malone's motherfucking nose job, Miss Thing. It's a mess, honey, but we're going to take some phone calls at this time, honey. 347-426. You're live on the air on the recap show with Mother and Nicole and Jaquan. How you doing?
Hey, Kelly. Hi, Nicole. Hi, Jaquan. Teacher sees you.
Yeah.
Well,
what's
honey, I got some tea.
What's going on?
How you doing?
We doing fine, honey.
Kelly, me and my daughter Liz for you. You have a. I'm crying right now. I'm cringing. You are a key motherfucking key. Nicole, get out your little shell because you sound pressed, and I don't like when you act like that. So, bitch, you better come together. You know better than that.
You've been quiet for the past five minutes.
And you're making me nervous.
Please don't even. I'm not even going to elaborate.
I know you need to know something about me.
But go ahead. Spill your tea.
All right. First, Kelly, I called her. I was on that blog talk, that Milan with the little butch queen from Chicago. His show is a mess. A hot fucking mess. No structure. And Marco, he likes to tell all his listeners, he likes to tear them down. Doesn't give them a chance to talk and say how the fuck they feel. How you going to have a talk show and then let the listeners talk and say what the fuck they want to say?
Oh, I don't know, honey.
Ugh.
That's why we have a forum that you can say
exactly.
whatever you want. If you want to read me, bitch, come and read, bitch.
That's
so do what you got to do.
Second C, you know they shut down Miss Motherfucking Chi-Chi's, honey.
In the village?
She was shut down. The Fed shut her down for two motherfucking days. Miss Chi-Chi, and you know why she was shut down. We won't go into any more details, but you know why. And three, Miss Chi-Chi was at a club in NYC. I won't say the name of the club, but honey, one drag queen called out Miss Sahara. And Sahara went on the mic, and Kelly, that bitch was reading Tyra to filth. And
what club was this at?
I'll tell you on behind the scenes. But Kelly, okay, we all watch the RuPaul Drag Show. We know it's all reality TV. But to go on a mic at a well-known club and read that girl to filth, and she had the nerve to talk about Tyra's teeth.
What?
She looks fierce, Sarah. How dare she try? I was so hurt, and I started to say something. No, let me stay back in this being incognito. But how are you going to be a drag queen yourself, and you're reading another drag queen on a mic in front of everybody at a fucking gay club, and you know it's reality TV. This is what we want to see. But for her to get on some mic in a well-established gay club and read Tyra, it was tasteless, disgusting, and despicable. And I said to myself, wait till I call Miss Kelly. And then the gag is, you know what they had, them two had going on, Miss Motherfucking Sahara and Motherfucking Sahara. Why did she go on the mic and say that part? But I thought it was just tasteless how she got on the mic and she read Tyra to filth. It was disgusting.
Oh, bitch, I wish I was at school leaders when she did that.
Well, fuck you up, Kelly. That's where it was at.
I wish I was at school leaders because I would have read her.
Miss Coco, honey, I got to Miss Coco, the host, and I said she was wrong for what she did. I said, first of all, it's a fucking reality TV show. I said, why didn't she go in there and say that they fucking, they had each other? Why didn't she say that part? And how the fuck you go to someone, we all have our own flaws, right or wrong. For her to come on that mic and talk about that girl's flaw like that, I think that was very tasteless. Sahara is no motherfucking beauty queen.
Well, maybe she's just pressed mistake because she went home before Tyra went home. Because as we know from watching the episode tonight, Miss Thang, Miss Tyra has won 5 nights at her resort, Miss Thang, fully paid accommodations, Miss Thang, and we know Miss Tyra is going to be on the show for another 2 weeks. So maybe Sahara got kicked off in the next 2 weeks. We never know. So maybe she's just pressed because Miss Tyra's for another 2 weeks, and Miss Tyra got that fat motherfucking trip. And after they read Miss Tyra and tried to make Miss Tyra look like America's bitch, Miss Thang, she still won and got immunity. So she's America's sweetheart. I love my daughter. How you doing?
All right.
I love you. Thank you for calling in, Keisha.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Next caller, please.
Yes, honey.
908-937. You're live on the air. With myself, Nicole, and Jaquan on the recap show. How you doing?
Yes, finally. How are y'all doing? Hi, Nicole. Hi, Jaquan.
Hi,
Kelly.
Hey.
How are y'all? Nicole, you were fucking sitting on Saturday, bitch. I live
Thank
at the
you.
Icon table. You felt like mother. Oh, you were sitting.
Yes,
so bitch, I have all the tea on every single event except for Chicago. I was not down there. Of Chicago, but Philly, I'll give you all the tea. All right. Trishay, first of all, this is how it all happened. All right, Trishay came, or whatever. Tamara was there. She was hanging with Trishay. Lexi was there, or whatever. Now, Trishay was supposedly messing with some butch queen that Marquis was messing with. I guess Marquis is one of Sexy Lexi's gay children, or whatever, or one of her girlfriends, or whatever was going on. So Trishay saw Marquis at the airport. They exchanged words. Trishay slapped her, and she slapped Trishay back. So they came to the BC. Okay, so nothing could happen because the security guards broke it up or whatever. So they came to the BC. So Marquis told Lexi or whatever, and Lexi walked over to Trishay and Tamara and all of them girls over there. And she didn't want to fight Trishay. She said Trishay was a little girl. So Lexi stole off on Tamara. And I'm standing right there, so this is the God honest truth. She stole off on Tamara. Her and Tamara start brawling. This is in the back of the BC. So out of nowhere, mind you, this is Tamara. Trishay talk ass ain't do shit. She's just standing there. out of nowhere, here comes Stacey Blahnik and what's the crazy one with no back, with the broke back, Melissa LaCroix, all of them come in stomping on Miss Tamara's head, fiercely in the heels, motherfucking 6-inch stiletto, stomping on this bitch's head. All the red lines come to the back, but it's nobody ready to hear it except for Trouble, who was an Ebony. But so then they go outside and everybody's just carrying. Everybody just went ballistic. It was so crazy. Trisha ran and hit it. She literally ran like as fast as she could, like she was going for a touchdown or something. This bitch hit it. So Tamara was out there fighting by herself. They wouldn't let Tina outside. They wouldn't let Angel and Ayana outside, which I doubt that they were actually going to fight anyway with all the work they have done or whatever, which is what Lexi and Tamara should have been doing. So that was Friday or whatever. And Saturday at the Allway Ball, the Allway Ball was actually cute. It was actually a very cute ball, and I was gagging that everybody had so much bad things to say about it or whatever. I think the only thing that was the problem was nobody showed up. I mean, there were a lot of Revlons there, there were a lot of Icons there, and there were a lot of Milans there, but as for any other house, I didn't see anybody else in the building. Oh, there were a couple of Ebonys, there were a couple of Pradas too, but it wasn't extremely empty. But it wasn't the worst ball, let's just say that. But, yeah, that was cute. Mysterio Revlon won a runway. Becky Revlon and Star Revlon won performance, but there was nobody to walk, but Mysterio Revlon sat down. What's the Prodigy boy named? Swiper Prodigy. Yes, and Alexis, or whatever her name is, LaBeija, Alexis, yes, go to there, Alexis, and Nicole went at it. It was just so cunt. Everything was bad. And that whole, that Milan, what's his name? He's not staying at Mariah's house. I just came from Mariah's house. Tony Milan is not over there, so that part of that seed that Kelly had is not true. And that's all I had to say.
Okay. Thank you, caller. Next caller, please. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show with myself and Nicole and Jake Ward. How you doing? Private caller. One more time. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air, baby.
Hi, Kelly. This is Lollipop. Calling from Chicago.
What's going on?
Nothing much. I just wanted to, like, touch bases on what Tiana had said earlier or whatever the case may be, and to touch bases on what happened on Milan's show a little bit earlier as well.
Let me touch bases with you. Let me give you what I get. This is what I get. It was Alliance meeting in Chicago, Miss Thang. Camaro came to the Alliance meeting. Thaddeus came to the Alliance meeting. They gave the very, you was outside the door and you was listening at the door. Tiana asked Thaddeus what balls he won. Thaddeus only said, only could name one ball that he won, Miss Thang. And they were supposed to have vote or whatever had happened, and you were supposed to have win of the year. But then when it came down to the ball, Thaddeus got the of the year and you got the new Vogue of the year, but you won that last year.
Right, that is absolutely correct. Like I said earlier on the show, because I'm the one who gave that tea, it was originally tied between me and Angel Herrera. I ended up winning one more ball over Angel. And as you can see on the show, everyone was saying the same exact thing. In the Alliance meeting, everyone had agreed that I had won the of the year, that Thaddeus wasn't even in the running for of the year, that it was just tied between me and Angel. But once I got the extra win, I got over her. As far as what Tiana said earlier, why I didn't come to her and talk to her, first off, I shouldn't have to come to you and talk to you about no other year. You should be fair. Don't give nobody the other year because they're your gay child. That's wrong. I worked my ass off this whole year for the of the year, or whatever the case would be, and I expected, you know, I deserved it. It's no shade, or whatever the case would be. I feel like at the same, you know, girl, this is real late to me, or whatever the case would be. It's just real bitter of you to do something like that, or whatever the case would be. And the only reason why they did give me new Vogue film of the year because they knew they had to give me something.
Wow.
They didn't want it to make it seem like complete shade. And if you get in, why they were sitting up there asking Antoine all the questions, Antoine can't even really answer the questions. Or whatever the case may be. If Thaddeus won these mini balls as y'all claims you did, please tell us right off back. That's supposed to be your house member. You should be able to tell everybody right off back all the balls she won. It's no shade.
I know that's
and
right.
Then for like Tiana to get in the conference room and cut up some I sleep on floors and stuff like that, baby, the floor I sleep on is my mother's floor. My real mother. I'm not one of those queens who live off everybody else. No disrespect to them. You have to do what you got to do until you can't do it no more. But I stay with my mother. I'm still young. And yes, I do sleep on the floor, but guess what? I'd rather sleep on the floor at my mother's house than some other bitch house.
I know that's right. Amen to that.
And like far as the comments she made, if it wasn't for her, we wouldn't be getting the life that we get, the House of Con for Chicago or whatever it has to be. First off, and I'm gonna say it like this: I don't turn it for my house. I turn it for me. My house, by me carrying the House of Con name, is just an extra push for me. That's all it is. At the end of the day, this shit is for fun for me. But when you have bitter bitches who trying to suck the fun out of it, it makes me not want to walk no more.
Well,
it's no
maybe we can get these nomination sheets and see what these sheets really look like, honey.
But, like, you know, it's no shade. Like, at the end of the day, or whatever case to be, you know, I just really feel like it's still with shade or whatever case to be. I don't care about the other year anymore. They can have it. I don't need no other year to tell me that I vogue down. We know who the real Midwest Vogue Film Diva of the Year is, and that's me.
I know that's right. I want to thank you for definitely calling in and telling your side of the story, baby. 443-449. You're live on the air with myself, Nicole and Jaquan, on the recap show. How you doing?
Hello, Kelly.
What's going on? Who's this?
This is your sister. First of all, whatever little naughty ass queen done called into this show and said she's seen everything, I don't even probably even know her. Let me get you down to what really happened. You know how the Philly girls are. They can't really take the pretty real girls anyway. So, you know, I give my tip.
Go ahead.
So, you know, I give my tip through. I'm swinging my mane. I got my cocktail. I'm a little high. But I'm a face of baby. That's how I, like, do it. I don't never recall me being in an airport on Friday night. I don't never recall me being playing with some other dragons, butch queens that they're probably trying to buy anyway. Sorry, that's not my type of, like, playground face bitch. Me, Samara, Trouble, Deontay, Kurt was sitting at the corner near the bathroom while the Philly girls pumped back and forth while Sexy Lexi and Karima pumped back and forth. Trouble and Sexy Lexi recently had an incident a couple of first Fridays ago, I thought, and it's like Sexy Lexi tried to, like, cut ass for my girlfriend, and my girlfriend slapped her. So that was the incident with that. Me and Sexy Lexi just did a drug exchange last week, so I don't know what that was given. You know the schizophrenic girls, the Philly girls of the AKA schizophrenic girls. So as they're pumping back and forth, Miss Karima keeps saying what had happened. Trouble is imitating Sexy Lexi. So Miss Sexy Lexi is coming through like, oh, I'm big, big Sexy Lexi, and I'm slapping whoever, whatever the case may be. Karima swings, startled me. Security breaks it up, and that's what happened. Samara Revlon said, Trisha, let's wait till we get outside. Mike Icon said, Trisha, you just got Botox. It's time for us to tap. We sat and we waited. I didn't see nothing happen. Then once we pulled off, the girls called my phone and gave is a big show damn. And no, I did not get slid under the record. No, I did not get stabbed. No, I did not get maced. That's the situation.
I know, that's right. Thanks for calling.
So shout out to naughty faggot bitch, because all the girls know, baby. With me, I have my can of mace, and I use it. Samara said, don't you be a fool. You're in a corner of a bathroom, which means if you mace them, that means you will be close in, and that means everybody get worked. And I'm not a dumb girl. Sorry. That's, like, not beside face of edge.
Well, thank you for calling in and giving your side of the story. Maybe we'll get Samara or Sexy Lexi to call it.
Keep me on the line, darling.
Okay, I sure will. Next caller, please. Baby, the girls are all. I love when the girl, when the children say someone's name and they call right in.
Yeah,
I love it.
I told you that's all you got to do is say someone's name. The problem is they call in with all the shade and they're not calling back in with the accurate right of information, and they entertain battles that they ask cannot cash. That's the problem. But all you got to do is say their name and they call in ready to go off or throw shade or not speak, Trisha, or do whatever else. Ah, girl. You did exactly what you were supposed to do. Called in. Thank you very much. Next call.
Hey, Chicago, 773-790. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
What's the thing?
What's the E-my-E?
How you doing, Miss Motherfucking Kelly, Nicole, Daquan?
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
This is Big Mother Loren. I'm calling about my nephew, Fellas, Mizrahi.
Yeah.
I don't feel that he, you know, he should have won. Real tea. Marcella should have won. They chopped him. He let all them kids have it. And then at the end,
they chopped him.
Fool.
That's a fool. Just like my motherfucking sister Courtney, Mizrahi. Girl, they gonna tell her she couldn't walk, girl, because she didn't have her effect on. Girl, that's a fool. And girl, Miss Courtney travels state to state. She go to every ball and don't miss not one ball. Girl, it's a fool.
I know that's right.
Sunday, she went off. My motherfucking sister went off. She let some girls have it, and they didn't want it from her.
Okay, thank you for calling in, baby. Next caller, please. 773-359, you're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing? 773-359, you're live on the air. Okay, I'm going to try this one more time. 773-359, you're live on the air. Okay, next caller, please. 313-608, you're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller?
Hey, Kelly. Hey, Nicole. Hey, Jaquan. This is Eric Eminence.
Hey, Eric, what's going on? Eric, you know what? You have your 5 minutes of glory and fame, mistake. Miss Marco tried you and did not want to let you talk, mistake. But you have an outlet where you can talk, honey, and you will not be...
Okay. Well, first of all, I pressed the one because Tasha just said something about Courtney Mizrahi. And I'm the one who chopped Courtney Mizrahi because Courtney, the category called for boots, leather, glasses, and gloves. Courtney came out and didn't have on the gloves nor the glasses. Someone said something to her at first about the glasses. So when she went back to get the glasses, I was like, well, she doesn't even have gloves on either. So that's the scenario with Courtney. I love Courtney's Vogue. Love it. But we have to be sticklers about these categories. If you're going to come out here, come out there and do it the right way. But anyway, back to the Marco Herrera thing. When I came back in, Kelly, my whole thing was, and I don't want this to be misunderstood, I do not have a problem with the House of Herrera, period. I have a problem with Marco. I don't like Marco. I don't like fake phony bitches. I don't like the image that Marco is putting out for the ballroom scene. It is not about you being around the right people in order to think you fab. Miss Marco is not anything fab. You can't be fab when you're buying your so-called love from these children. I'm sorry. I just don't like that image. I do not. If Marco had a category that he slayed, then that would be a different story. I would respect Marco. Milan. I'm gonna give Milan for an instance. Milan is my natural.
I just seen on somebody's tag that Marco won Mother of the Year, Legend of the Year, and Face of the Year.
A fool. That's just my opinion. I wasn't at any of the meetings because I was in I'm rebuilding my house. So my house really didn't do anything this year. So I set out of the voting process.
Miss Ebony watches the ball, and Miss Ebony just gagged right now.
Why?
Oh, because Marco won Mother of the Year, Face of the Year, and Legend of the Year.
Exactly. I'm still trying to figure out how did she get Legend of the Year when she's no one's legend. Well, let me say this again. She was named, but, you know, she was named by somebody. I respect the person that named them that, but I don't have to accept the fact that I know for a fact that she's not a legend. Andre says she's not a legend. A lot of us here don't see it. They just, whatever. You got some people that will say so. But Marco hasn't decreed a category. Ballroom is about a category. I'll never take anything away from Marco as far as what he's done in the scene. I am definitely one who respects people for what they do. But when this is about ballroom, and if you're going to be a legend, be one for a category, and then what you do for the scene. And until he gets a category and slay it, I won't see it, period.
Well,
nothing personal against the House of Herrera. I want that to be plain and simple. Nothing against Herrera. This is me and Marco.
Oh, I know that's right. Well, I do want to make one comment
But I did hear on Milan's show that Marco said, honey, I do want to make one comment. But I wasn't, I just wanted to call and congratulate Milan on his show, and they asked me a couple of questions. But I really didn't answer anything or say anything. But I just want to make one comment that Marco said, that the House of Herrera is the only house in Chicago that has talent and turns it in Chicago. I have to absolutely 165% disagree with Marco on that.
Baby was a fool when she said it. Look who said it.
Okay. Yes. Go ahead.
Oh, that's it. That's all I wanted to say. I mean, I really enjoyed the Midwest Awards Ball. Antoine and Tayana did their best to do what they felt was right. I know Antoine Balenciaga is wholeheartedly into doing the right thing. I'm friends with Tayana. I think Tayana, you know, wholeheartedly tried to do the right thing in regards to this scenario. But we also got to look at the fact that there are council members that are involved in the of the years. There are criteria that these people go by. It's not an easy thing. And I personally, like Lollipop called in, me personally, and I said it on the show, I felt like, you know, maybe Lollipop should have gotten it, you know, and there's a few other discrepancies on in regards to the of the years, but just like Lollipop said, she do it for fun, and I think that's what we really should focus on, doing it for fun. And if you get of the years or not or whatever, because I have of the years for my categories, of course, but in the years that I didn't get, oh well, you know, it's about fun, and I, you know, still have fun. So.
That's how all the girls got to look at it. It's fun, bitch, honey. Shit. But I definitely want to thank you for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Oh.
And I listen to your show, love it.
Oh, Miss motherfucking Nicki Minaj. Miss Nicki Minaj, please do not disrespect me or my sister, Miss Rose, by saying we need to be motherfucking scared. Scared of motherfucking what, Miss Nicki Minaj, mistake? You need to be scared.
Oh, darling.
Mistake wouldn't want me, with a motherfucking 5 o'clock motherfucking shadow, bitch, fully painted by motherfucking Mac over the 5 o'clock shadow, bitch. Fucking Del Monte peas, bitch, coming out the top of my motherfucking head, bitch. Next caller, please. Honey. Bitch. I'm having fun tonight. I'm really having fun.
Oh, I told you my sister was coming. That's the doozy.
What's the tunes for? What's the tunes for in the chat room? What is the tunes for? Because I can't see what the tunes is for. I don't know what the tunes is for. I wasn't looking at the chat room. So what's on the tunes for? Please, girls in the chat room, tell me what the tunes is for. Oh, shit.
What's the tunes for?
I'ma fuck the girls up. They said the tunes is for, one is for if Marco has drag's face. Two is for SC Big Boy's face. And they gave them a, they were all twos in the chat room.
Oh,
I'ma fuck them up, Mr. Y'all girls in the chat room, Mr. Y'all 68 girls in the chat room, y'all bitches are fucking shady, Mr. A. Y'all some shady ass motherfucking bitches, Mr. A. Huh? Y'all shady. Y'all fucking shady as fuck, honey. Next caller, we have one. Hey! How you doing over there?
Where's Cabbage?
Yeah.
Where is Cabbage Patch happening?
Paulette, I want to give a big shout out to my grandson father, Tasha Abelard father in the background watching, listening to the show on webcam. How you doing? Okay. Yeah, 6 4. Okay, here we go. 646-542. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
Nicole, I just wanted to say your ass looked really big on Saturday. Let me find out.
You were
saying. Hi, Nicole and Kelly. You are making too much noise. Your husband has to be up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'm gonna guess in your house, spending the night on your couch, and I can't sleep because you're loud.
Oh shit! Work with the oh shit! Oh shit! Callie, hello. Everybody's trying to get some sleep.
My husband's going to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and be to work, and I'm going to be up at 6 o'clock to drive him to work.
But why do you have to talk louder than all both of the other hosts? It's like, come on, let's be on the same level as them. Hello.
It's more.
He always hang up on me.
It's more. Can you please get rid of that caller, please? That caller is really being disrespectful. Please put that caller back on hold, please, switchboard. Thank you, caller, for calling in.
Hello?
Yes.
Don't do it, girl.
Excuse me?
I love you, Nicole. Don't do me, okay?
Please don't do me.
And if a switchboard, I'm telling you, okay?
Baby, you gotta keep it cute. This is what I'm talking about disrespectful legends, mistake.
Let me tell you something. All these girls that they sitting here and they calling legends that just came out 6 months, please don't put me in a category like them, honey. I've been doing this for years.
Well, please, describe to me.
Here she go. Now, she's over there at her cousin's house, so now she got back mania, darling. Y'all never said, darling, I've been doing this for years.
Nicole, we all been running the same grand concourse, girl.
I'ma fuck you up, darling. Ever said I've been doing it for years, darling.
Hey, they got new legends that been out for 6 months, honey. I don't have time. Don't call me no legend. Hi, Nicole. Your ass is really big on Saturday.
It just came out of nowhere, child.
Yes.
Ended up in the building. You was one of the misses that was not there. They should have seen the performance. But you know, I guess.
I'm not even gonna comment on that. I'll speak to you later.
Oh, yeah. Would you like to blame it on your cousin? She runs the show, right?
Hey, Boromir Overseer, though, if you, Boromir Overseer, don't try my cousin. Okay? Okay. Thank you, Monique, for calling in, honey. Okay.
Who saw me?
Next caller, please.
Who is that?
Move. Let's call a switchboard. Somebody.
Oh, we're calling somebody.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Cabbage.
Hi, Cabbage.
I like that. You summons and she will appear. There you go. How are you?
Fine.
They told the whole story, I was able to relate totally. And I just am wondering, did you resolve it or is it a to be continued?
Oh, wherever she plays her game at, honey, it's to be continued. Make no mistake. I really wanted to get on here and apologize to Derek and Dewan. For me, one, being late. I was late because I had to do, I had a catering job that day and I had to do something. But I also wanted to apologize for my actions and my outburst at that time where they were having their function. I'm so sorry, and I hope that they both forgive me for it. And I apologize to Derek when I was there, and I apologize to Dewan when I was there. But this is a situation that needs to be resolved very quickly. I don't play the faggot games. Don't call my house. Don't play the radio with me. Don't play the jokes. I don't give a fuck. It's not a Prodigy Ebony thing. It's a Maurice Cabbage thing. She thinks she's a bad bitch, and then she's going to tell her girlfriends how she collared me up and she did all of this to me. Faggot, do you know if you would have ever collared me up? One of us would be dead and the other one would be in the police car, bitch, and I hope for my sake that the police car is comfortable because I know that's where I'm going to be. She go around and she would have body in my house. Oh, I don't know why she wants to attack me. Bitch, you call my house for my lover. You call playing on my phone. Then when I saw you, you told these big elaborate stories and all this other bullshit. Bitch, when I catch you, I'm going to break your motherfucking back. You can bet believe it. It's on national air. So when the cops come back to it, you can use it as a reference of a witness. Because, bitch, I'm not playing with you. played the game. Now I'm going to show you. I stay away from this faggot bullshit. She has not even never been a girlfriend or like that. I was cordial to her. She's always been all right. But when, bitch, when you want to spread rumors and all this other bullshit, bitch, I got no time for that. I don't make no time for it. And Miss Maurice can bet her motherfucking life, as long as she's living in Brooklyn, she better move back with her mama in Virginia, because if she don't, I'm going to tear her ass out of a complete frame. Period.
Safe to say that the contract has been now the assassination of Prodigy.
No matter where I see her, may it be New York, Philly, Baltimore, Virginia. See, the problem is, she thought she was safe because I was late. Bitch, don't ever discount me out. Don't ever discount me out. And believe it or not, I think the ball was wonderful.
They messed around, Kelly. They, oh, God.
I thought that the ball, the place where the ball is, I only been to a ball there one time. But it's a wonderful place. If a lot of other people can get the venue again, I think it would be a wonderful place to get a venue. But I don't give a fuck where it's at. Like I told her, and like I told her then, I'm not doing no talking. Talking is over. Bitch, you did all the talking. You read to your girlfriend. The shade of it is your same girlfriend is the one who came back and told me that you read and told me all, everything that you said and everything that you did. So now you can blame your girlfriend. But I'm not playing this game. Okay, not when it comes to my lover. I don't play that. Because this, and she's a sick bitch, and she's trying to kill everything. A prostitute and sick bitch.
Mm.
You're a prostitute and you're sick. Because just 2 years ago, you bought 4 prodigies. 4. And 3 of them was from Atlanta and 1 of them was from Chicago. Okay? So because you keep playing the game, you burnt them. So if you burnt them, how in this day and age, who gets burnt?
Amen to that.
Who gets burnt in this day and age? So if a bitch gave you motherfucking STD, guess what other 3-letter words she gave you? Okay, and this is how Miss Maurice gets down. She's a sick bitch, and she does all this demise shit, but then I don't know why she wanted to come for me. My love is only one person. I mean, he's one person. Bitch, you suck and fuck every dick in Prospect Park and every fucking where else up and down Flatbush Avenue with that nasty-ass 245 that's on his last motherfucking leg, but yet and still you want to make up all these rumors and all this other bullshit and then read me. Bitch, how are you reading me? How should I pay my rent? Because I don't pay rent. I pay a mortgage. There's a difference. Okay? So I don't know why this faggot even want to. I'm not even her category. But I'm going to put her in a category. D-E-A-T-H. Period. But Nicole, I heard you did your motherfucking thing. I gave it to Miss Nicole. I gave it to Miss Honey the first week. I guess you gave it to her the next week. Because I saw the clips, girl. I didn't believe that you got into some of them moves.
I got to go see this clip.
It's the baddest clip. It's the baddest clip. Mr. Cole must have been drinking something like when we was at Dre Ball, honey. Like we was at Faces Function up in Harlem, honey.
Oh, yes, she did.
Ooh.
No, I like that. I really like her. I think I want something really nice. When I look at the battle, I really get her. Okay.
Weren't you satisfied with that battle?
Huh?
Weren't you very satisfied with that battle? Win, lose, or draw? You were satisfied with the battle, weren't you?
I look forward to the night her and I are going to bring down the building. I look forward because when you heard my signature on me, you're good. You're good.
Yeah.
I seen her play with you, so I watched her whole introduction into the situation before her entering that floor, and I appreciate it because it's fun. That was somebody else to play around with and really have fun with.
Yeah, and she's an old lady, too. old lady, honey. Miss Alexa's over 50.
Hold on, Cabbage. You stay right there. We got another caller.
312-804.
You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller?
Hey, what's up? This is Milan. First home.
Oh.
Hey, Milan.
Hey, what's up?
Hi,
I just wanted to say.
Hi, Milan.
I want to say hi. What's up?
Your name, too.
Or Daquan?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
What's up, Cabbage? What's up, Daquan? What's up, Kelly and Jasmine and Switchboard? I just want to call and say thank
and
you,
Nicole,
Kelly, for calling.
Wait, I said Nicole.
All right. I just wanted to say thank you, Kelly, for calling into the show today and giving us your impromptu interview. That was really nice of you. I just want to make one comment to Tiana when she called in. I have never gave out any awards to people that did not deserve it. Obviously, Tiana gave out an award to Thaddeus, and he didn't deserve it because everybody is saying that he did it. Thaddeus only won one ball in the Midwest. While the child, no matter if she's known or not, if Kelly or Nicole don't know who he is, does not negate the fact that she won the most awards. So she should have been Vogue Femme of the Year. So they cheated her. So, and that's all I have to say. But thank you, Kelly, again, for calling into the show.
It's getting hot. Kelly, we got to start saying some more names. Spill some more tea.
I will pop you out.
That's what we gotta do, Auntie. Just say the name.
347-590. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, baby? 347-590. You're live on the air. Okay, I guess they don't want to talk. Next caller, we have one. Okay, these guys. I don't know what's going. 224-436, you're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
How you doing? What's going on, Kelly? Hey, Mother Cabbage, it's Toya.
Hi, Toya. Hey, Toya,
what you doing,
sis?
Nothing at home. Just chilling out.
How did you
function? It was nice. The venue was set up nice. I really didn't get pay too much attention to the second half when they was rushing through, but I want to congratulate myself and my other house members that got of the year. And I just wanted to make a statement in reference to the stuff with Courtney. Initially, I was the one that brought it to her attention, to chop her, nothing to take any credit from Courtney. But the reason why I chopped her is because it's a major ball for cash, and it consisted of certain things. And if she didn't have that, then it's no shade to her, then it's a chop, right?
No,
it wasn't nothing like personally against her, but it's a major ball, and it was for cash. It's nothing, you know, against Courtney or whatever, but yeah. And then everybody keeps calling and saying like it was some, that was late, but it was for cash, and it's a major ball. And if you didn't have the criteria met for the category, then you shouldn't be able to walk the category, girlfriend or not.
Well, let me just say this. As the overall East Coast mother of the house of Mizrahi, and one of my kids was not bringing it right, and they got chopped, then they deserve to get chopped.
Yeah, I mean, I love Courtney. It's nothing against her. But it had, like, you had to bring with boots on, an extra long bone snatch, glasses, and gloves. She didn't have no glasses or gloves.
Well,
and it was for kids. It wasn't no shade to Courtney. She broke down.
Well, it is what it is.
But that's all I wanted to say.
It was.
Thank you very much, Toya, for calling in.
All right, love y'all.
Yeah. Oh, Miss Thang, girl. Oh my God. I have to be out, Miss Thang. I need to see that butthole, Miss Thang. I gotta be out with my camera, Miss Thang, so I can record that butthole, Miss Thang, because you know I love a nasty video, Miss Thang. Girl, because I need to see that butthole stop, Miss Thang.
Send it to me.
Send you what?
The motto. The video with the motto. You know I'll put it out in a minute and pay it.
I'm talking about when you stop the thing out.
Oh, honey, when I stop that bitch out, it's not going to be a mud hole. It's going to be an earthquake. She already got a mud hole that she's running around with now in her motherfucking back pocket. Nasty dick-eating fuck. I don't know why that woman even wanted to even, I don't even, I can't, Kelly, to be honest with you, I don't even know why she even wanted to come for me. Why me? Mm-hmm. I don't even play with her like that. Me and her has never been girlfriends like that for her to even ever think that she was going to try it and get away with it. No, bitch, you can trust. Wherever I catch her, that's where she's going to carry it, right there. I don't give a fuck if I'm in a two-piece suit, motherfucking high-heel pumps. Bitch, she is going to wear a terrible, terrible, terrible ass whooping.
Oh, wow. Tariq!
That's for
Kelly.
And you trust she's going to wear a terrible ass whooping.
Kelly.
Yes.
Mother said, your East Coast mother, not Midwest mother. Stay out of it.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry, mother. Okay. Tariq, you're live on the air.
What's up, Kelly, Daquan, Cabbage?
Hi, baby.
You still ain't catch that bitch from last time we had the conversation?
Oh, from the last time they gave me the phone call to come out to Tamika's first park, because she was parked right there after getting fucked in the park when we went through it, and the cops came through, and I wasn't able to whoop her ass then. She's been running ever since. Yeah, that's her.
You is great. Are you serious?
Yes.
Mind you, she was in North Carolina, too.
Oh, but she knew I wasn't going to come to North Carolina. She knew I wasn't going to come to North Carolina, but she didn't expect me not to pop up at this ball. And when I popped up, she gagged. But she wouldn't tell everybody, oh, I don't know why she want to attack me. I don't know why she going through this. Bitch, you know why. You know why,
now,
homo.
I want to ask Kelly something.
Yes?
Bitch, why? I want to know what that bandage was about. And you know just what I'm talking about.
She's hiding a secret. She had a pimple. Tariq. Bye, Tariq. 484-472. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
I just want to say Melissa didn't have anything to do with that fight. Melissa doesn't fight. She's just sexy.
Oh, shit. I was fucking Melissa doesn't fight. She just...
And don't forget she's Trayvon's wife.
Trayvon who?
Ooh, darling.
Ooh, darling.
Ooh, darling.
Here you go, Miss Nicole. Ooh, darling. Stop tapping. Stop tapping. Nicole, you hear me talking to you?
You say, oh, no, my baby father. Trayvon, you know, T, Trayvon.
Hear me tap up?
Huh?
Down the hill up in the project?
Uh-huh.
Girl. 773-970. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
But you did
all
the boy.
Hello.
Hello.
773-970. You're live on the air. Okay, next caller, please. I'm not going to be playing these games with these girls. 585-490, you're live on the air for Roxbury.
What's going on, Kelly, Nicole, Cabbage? How y'all doing? This is Mother Kiki Manolo.
Hey,
hey Mama.
What's going on?
Nothing much. You know, I couldn't let a show go by without plugging in the R10 ball, May 22nd, Philadelphia, PA. You know, just get some airtime and letting everybody know that's going to be the place to be. And I love you all. Kelly, congrats on you know what. And I can't wait to see you at the Milan Ball because I know it's definitely a look and all that other good shit. And Cabbage, calm down, baby. I love you. That's all.
Okay, thanks, Kiki. Yes, next caller, please. Don't forget that me and my grandson, Tashaun Milan and Eric Milan, we having a party, honey. It's the Beckham's party. Milan weekend in New York City. Y'all bitches better come
where
out.
Where y'all having your bowling, this bowling match? Where's this going to be?
What you say?
Where's
the bowling match? The bowling match is on Friday. It's on Monday, and that's the Milans versus the Mizrahis.
Where at?
I don't know. I have to speak to the Milan representatives to find out exactly where the bowling match at. But it's going to be a hot weekend, and the weekend starts off Thursday night at 12:01 at motherfucking any movie theater in New York City, bitch, going to see what the fuck, Tyler Perry movie, Why Did I Get Married Too? Then Friday night we having a motherfucking party at motherfucking Bar 13, bitch. Y'all bitches better come out. It's going to be crack. Alrighty, hold on. We got a caller. 773-663. You're live on the air. How you doing?
Hey, Mother Kelly. Hello?
Yes.
Hey, Mother.
What's going on?
You got to get away from your computer, baby.
This is Courtney Mizrahi.
I know who it is, daughter. How you doing?
Nothing, but I was just going to say, you know what I'm saying? I enjoyed the ball or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And, like, I can't admit I didn't have on my glasses or my gloves because I was in the washroom, and, like, when you're in a washroom, you really can't hear what's going on. You know what I'm saying? And when I came out, they was already calling it down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You know what I'm saying? So I can't admit I stepped that. You know what I'm saying? But the next night, the bitches didn't want to die. Why the girls didn't come out? You know, but to the end, you know, I had a nice time. I got four, you know. And that's it.
Good daughter for calling in.
I love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Next caller, please. Oh, what? Oh, private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, private caller?
Yeah, hello?
Yes, you on the air.
How y'all doing? I was just calling about the Oway ball on Saturday. Yeah, I was there, whatever. I mean, it was a hot ball. Like, it was real cute, but the one thing I wanted to point out was Nigel Revlon getting chopped for legendary president. And then calling out, and then not only getting chopped, but then calling out Neil Prodigy for Pick That Bit. Two old worn out Vogue them pussies battling.
What Nigel?
Nigel
Revlon.
The Bronx, yes, Nigel.
Nigel, no, he ain't legendary, Miss A.
He came out for legendary performance, got chopped, and then came back out and called Neil Prodigy out for
Now the girls need to stop.
And that was funny.
Forgot to say after that that Neil slayed.
Neil ate the shit out of Nigel, and Nigel ran around yelling at the judges and everybody about how he let Neil win. I let Neil win. That's all he kept saying. But Neil got the trophy after he called him out, after he got dropped for legendary performance. So I think it was pretty embarrassing night for Nigel Revlon. I think everybody needs to come together and give him calls and send him a card or two.
Oh, shit.
Because that was supposed to be his big comeback, I guess. But that's all I have to say.
Oh, wow.
His comeback?
Oh, shit. Can't even say his comeback. When did she ever get?
Nigel used to be my gay child. But his big comeback, when did he have a come up? It's saying 708-469. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, Carla?
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
How you doing? This motherfucker, Tabanga Mizrahi. How you doing, Kelly? How you doing?
Is this who?
Tabanga Mizrahi.
Tabanga?
Tabanga. Like Tabanga? Tabanga, bitch.
No, no. Y'all allow members in your house with that name, Kelly? Oh, God. The album is right. They didn't show up to the ball, and this is what they're doing. Okay,
bang her motherfucking ass and give me the next caller.
Yeah, I guess. You know what the heck is that? Cabbage.
Yeah.
Where's Cabbage at? Listen, just because you're angry does not mean all day, because I know you're not angry, this is light work, but it doesn't mean that you cannot participate because you're just waiting. It's going to come. It's coming through the line. We got 45 minutes.
Hold on. 773-970. You're live on the air. 773-970. You're live on the air. Okay, next caller, please, to bang her. Bang that bitch. Honey, 862-772. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
What's up, Kelly? What's up, Nicole? Jaquan, Cabbage, how you doing?
We doing fine.
This is Jersey Swag from the chat room.
Hey, Jersey.
What's going on? I just want to give a big shout-out to Mina and my family in Chicago. The V-Shoes on the 8 of the years. Shout out to everybody in the chat room.
I know that's right. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Next caller to bang her, Miss Thing.
Lord.
How's Miss Vahi?
347-561. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller?
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Nicole. Hi, Cabbage. Hi, Jaquan.
Hey, Kurt.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
So what happened with Nigel Nicole?
What happened? You heard what happened? Did you hear?
No, I didn't get. I got half of it.
You got half of it. They said they chopped him for legendary performance. And after he got chopped for legendary performance, he came on the runway and called Neil out for call out that bitch. And Neil slayed him to the rhythm. And then he went off talking about people let Neil win.
But the thing with Nigel is he didn't know he was a statement or is he a legendary. We had this talk before.
Oh, so y'all discussed it and he still did it.
We live in the same project. He did like next to each other in the same building.
Well, she knows she got what she got, honey. And she lucky she ain't doing what Jackie Cooley was doing because she would have really been embarrassed.
Kelly, you got my IM on Yahoo?
Yes, I got your IM.
To think about it.
Send it over to Tintin Chops. She's Jasmine's spokesperson.
I know, but what you think about it, though?
I have to verify everything with Jasmine. I can't talk without Jasmine's permission. I have a PR rep, so I have to ask my PR rep. But I think it's a cute idea. But send it over to Miss Ebony, and she will forward it to Jasmine. She takes all Jasmine promotions.
Yeah, because the movie was dope. If that was to turn into a fucker, it would be hot.
Yes, it would.
All right, Kelly. Bye, everybody.
Thanks for calling in.
See you later.
Can you do all that?
Somebody else asked about what we talked about the other night. Okay. Next caller, we have one. To bang her. To motherfucking bang her, bitch. I'm going to say that all night, bitch, until I go to bed.
I die.
Huh? Yes!
I die.
Yes! Yes! Yeah! I throw up in my mouth.
I die.
I need it, Nicole. I need Monique, Nicole. Give it to me.
Wait, no, please don't wait. I'm not ready. Yes, Ellie, you know what? You got to go on fire because she looked amazing. She gave it. It was a beautiful thing to see her sit there and win. But, you know, they say once you win the Golden Globe, you know you automatically going to win the Oscar.
Yeah, but Miss Sang, when I tell you, Miss Monique, baby, when I tell you, when you win that motherfucking piece of gold, Miss Thing, next motherfucking movie, bitch, the coins is
yeah, just like Jennifer Hudson. But I do wish, what's her name, Gabriel, what you said her name was?
Gabby, precious.
Gabby, I wish that she would have gotten something because she really played her part. I told you.
Right. Why is she not getting no?
But how, like Kelly said, Oprah bought the building down. She got a verbal award.
But you know what? And this is the same thing that happened. Jennifer Hudson and Beyonce. If Jennifer Hudson would have got the lead actress a nomination, she would have won the lead actress, and Beyonce probably would have won the supporting actress. And I think it was the same way for Monique and Gabby. If Monique would have got the lead and Gabby would have got the supporting actress, I think both of them would have won.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Miss Gabby, she is out there now, Miss Day. And like she said on her interview, she loves herself. 300 pounds and everything, baby. She said...
A girl can act, too.
She said if she's going to change or she's going to do anything to her appearance, it's because of what she wants to do for herself, not because people say that she's big and she's fat and she can't do it. So...
ugly. Hello?
I'm happy. Why y'all go, Miss Nicki Minaj, let me tell you something, Miss Nicki Minaj, okay? Baby, it don't matter what size you are, Miss Nicki Minaj,
every motherfucking bitch is motherfucking pretty in their own motherfucking way, bitch. That bitch can be 500 motherfucking pounds, bitch, and she's still going to think that she's motherfucking pretty, okay? Mm-hmm. And her name, Miss Naima, her name is not Precious. Her name is Gabby. Stop calling that girl motherfucking Precious. Her name is Gabby.
Gabby is a fabulous actor. She did amazing.
Yes, I got my life. I got my life for her, Miss Thing. It was everything.
I got my life when she whooped Monique ass. She won't throw another baby.
I got my life, honey, but baby, I'll kill them dead if they hit me, bitch. I'll kill them dead. Oh, boy, I'll kill them dead, honey. Bitch, honey, I'll kill them dead. Baby, ain't nothing good gonna happen in your life until you do right by me, Harper. Ain't nothing.
Girl.
Oh, nothing, honey. Bitch, honey. Bitch, it's a key mistake. When I tell you mistake, I talk about Miss Nicole. When I tell you, every person I get in my car with, bitch, and they was talking about the movie Precious mistake. I say, you got to hear Nicole do that motherfucking shit, Miss Thing. I be sitting in the car, and I be trying to do it so bad, Miss Thing, and I cannot get it, Miss Thing. But Carl was supposed to love me.
She make me fuck up because she be making me laugh, and it's really serious. You gotta really get into it so the breathing and the exhaling and everything could be, you know, just like she gave it. Monique ate that. That's why she got that Oscar, just for that part.
You try to do it right, and I'd be like, but Carl was supposed to love me. But what did you do when Carl was touching your baby? I rolled my fat ass over, and I just let him touch my baby. But he was supposed to be touching me. Carl was supposed to love me. I can't do it the way you do it, Nicole, but I love, girl, when I tell you, girl, I gotta have you come over, bitch, and do that on my motherfucking iMac mistake. So when I'm in here and I'm depressed, I can just pick that orbit and just watch her, girl. Girl, every time I think about you doing that, bitch, it brings a motherfucking smile to my motherfucking face, bitch.
Bitch, I really gag when I see her do that, bitch, and she did not eat it.
Bitch.
I'll give it to the girls later before it's over. Somebody else call up here and talk about how they were so humiliated because they didn't get up the year. I'll give it to them.
Hey, girl, you know what kills me with these girls would say? They be, I'm not pitting this to anyone in particular or anyone that called in here tonight. You know you got to clarify that.
I'll see you later.
I don't understand, Miss Thing. Why do the girls be so pressed about of the year, Miss Thing? It doesn't, like, girl, bitch, it took me motherfucking 5 years to get nominated, Miss Thing, and get another 3 years, Miss Thing, and then that year that I won, Miss Thing, I was in Jamaica.
Damn.
Big girl, it's not a big thing, Miss Day. I won Big Girl's face for the last 5 years in a row, Miss Day. Miss Rose won this year, Miss Day. You ain't hear me come up here on the radio show, Miss Day, after the awards board, Miss Day, and read because they gave it to Miss Rose this year, Miss Day. Congratulations, Miss Rose, for having Big Girl's face this year, Miss Day. Now it's time for me to hit the runway, bitch, and get it back again, Miss Day. These bitches want to sit here and cry and boo-hoo, Miss Day. Bitch, if you turned it, bitch, you turned it, Miss Thing. You don't need a bitch to tell you you turned it, bitch. You know you motherfucking turned it.
I was just telling that just how you broke it down to my son today. I was breaking it down for Bones about being a contender and always going straight to the top and how sometimes taking time may be the best thing. You'd be more appreciated.
It is. Why to you in the chat room? Why you don't think Gabby should have won? I don't know why you don't think Gabby should have won. You need to call her here and tell me why you don't think Gabby should have won.
Because
I think Gabby should have won because...
I like Sandra, but like, I love her, but I think that the real reason why she won because she was a nice old white woman that took the poor old black boy and brought him and gave him a nice old, you know, situation and her doing that movie and producing it. And she deserved it for a lot of her other movies.
When I tell you, Nicole, when I tell you, Miss Thang, I love the motherfucking Blind Side, Nicole. When I tell you that movie is fucking everything, Nicole. I sat here, Nicole, and I watched that movie 3 times back to back, bitch. That's how good that motherfucking movie is.
I want to see Brooklyn's Finest. I can imagine that that's the over movie.
Oh, yes, it was everything. You got to go see her, honey. She was everything. Bitch, it was everything. Yes, Monique is lucky they didn't shade her, Miss Tay. Like she said in her speech, bitch. She glad they went with what is done on screen and not the politics, honey. Mm-hmm. So y'all think we deal with politics here in the ballroom scene, bitch. They deal with politics all over. 202-560 on the air.
Good evening again, guys. This is Rodney Malone.
Hey, Rodney.
What's up, Rodney?
What's going on, everybody? I just want to call, like, you know, and advertise for my ball that I have coming up, March the 19th, the Capitol Awards Ball. It is Friday. Awards will start at 10. Ball starts at 11. Please be on time. Are your House representatives there? Because we don't want the shade and to say that we didn't do the ball and... we had the coalition that decided the other years and things like that, so everything will be pretty much in place, and hopefully everybody will appreciate their other years and they actually walked and earned it.
I know that's right.
And you know, James and I will be, you know, real strict on, you know, discipline as far as attitudes and no discrepancies and things like that. You know, we try to control the environment and stuff like that, so there won't be any outbursts or any blatant disrespect to other houses. Just want to have a good time, and we have some Lifetime Achievement inductees this year. They will be Shannon Garçon, Steve Kahn, Twan Yakimuglia, and also Harold Balenciaga himself.
I'm going to accept on Harold's behalf.
All right, that would be fine, Kelly. Make sure you're in the building. Have the kids there on time. I know you guys coming from New York, but please have them there on time. I would appreciate that. I know you're the wheel behind that. Your brakes should go by then, so make sure you're in the building.
No, they packed them in, honey. I'm not. You know, I'm still on high hiatus, honey. But I will make sure that I make sure that there is 2 carloads of kids down there.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I've been speaking with Iman, so he said, you know, the support will be there, so, you know.
D.C.
Very
and
nice
Virginia
guy.
Chapter is coming, honey, and I'm going to send 2 carloads from New York.
All right, I appreciate the support.
Okay.
And I'm also the Milan Ball. We will be having the Milan Ball after that, April the 3rd. So I got, you know, 2 things on the plate going right now. We got the actual Milan Bowling, which we're going to kick your ass.
Yeah,
all
yeah,
around the bowling
professional
alley.
Bowlers over here.
Okay, well, just ask Jack about Rodney Milan and bowling.
Okay, well, you better ask my mother about me, honey. I got a nasty.
Yes, you'll definitely be competing at the bowling alley.
I will definitely
bowling
be that.
Yes. All right, well, you guys have a good night. Just be back on hold. I'm just listening.
Yes. Thank you. And do we have any more callers? Who else is 908-937, you're live on the air.
Hey, everybody. I want to comment on the Oscars or whatever. I think Gab, and her name, they call her Gabby as a nickname, but her name is Gabourey, which I think is very unique, but I like Gabby better. So anyway, I think she did an excellent job, and I think her just being in the category with motherfucking Meryl Streep alone, I think that's a very big achievement for that young lady. And I also think that maybe she didn't deserved to win. I'm not going to say she didn't deserve an award. She deserved many awards above and beyond. But the girls that she was in a category against is Sandra Bullock and Meryl Streep. And you got to think of the roles they played in these movies that they're nominated for. Amazing roles. Just like Amber Wright, her role was amazing, and she played the shit out of it, but so did Meryl Streep and also Sandra Bullock. And I just think they did amazing job in every movie they were in. And I also think that Sandra Bullock's speech and also Monique's speech were really, 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 really good speeches, and that's all I have to say.
Yeah.
Thank you. I love that the girls call and comment on everything we talk about. It's everything. 773-359. You're live on the air.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on?
Man, what you up to?
Who am I talking to?
The caller.
Okay, I don't know your name.
Mike.
I'm playing in my pussy, Mike.
You playing in your pussy? Let me get in that pussy.
Let me get in your pussy.
Kelly.
Yes.
It's me, Jaquan.
Jaquan, stop playing with me.
Hello?
That must be Mike.
Hello, caller.
Hello?
Yes, you're there.
Hey, boy.
How you doing?
What are girls going to say, Cardi?
Say who?
They take the girls in Chicago.
I don't know. You tell me why they can't take the girls in Chicago.
Nah, but for real, though.
Okay, who am I talking to? Jaquan, you better stop playing with me, Jaquan.
That wasn't me that time. That wasn't me.
Baby,
that
who
really
the fuck was
caller.
That?
That was really a caller. They changed your voice.
Oh, 347-590. You're live on the air.
Mom, be quiet. Mo is trying to go to sleep. You mad loud. You just waking up your whole house, girl.
Excuse me?
I'm here.
Girl.
Hi, Auntie.
What's... Yo... Nicole, she's talking to you.
Nicole heard me.
Hey, girlfriend, you never called me back.
I was supposed to walk over there with the lasagna girl. I fell out after I ate. You know, I just laid out.
Oh.
The food was so good.
Is it any more left?
Yeah, it's still a whole half a pan left.
Maybe
you know,
I'll be there for breakfast time.
You know, we didn't eat all of that anyway.
Well, that could be not true, you know. Between you and Courtney.
Ma.
Yes.
You miss me?
Oh.
Huh?
Oh, sure. She said no. She
no.
Didn't when she got tired of the boys knocking on our door after you left and cars parked outside in front of the place.
Who was parked outside in front of the place?
Say I used to have it going, honey.
I'm still waiting for my sneakers.
Girl, I have everything for you. I do. You just have to pick it up because, girl, I can't make it out right now, girl.
Well, I'm on my way over.
All right. I got everything and everything. Got velvet and everything.
Well, I'm on my way.
All right. Well, let me know when you come over here, Cody, because then I can pop with you and get my lasagna, see if it's ready made.
No, it really is.
It's about to be 2 o'clock, mistake. I got to get up in another 3 hours, mistake, bitch. I've been up since 5:30 this morning.
Shout out to my Auntie Jasmine. Where my Auntie Jasmine? I miss her. Tell her to hit me up.
Jasmine is on vacation.
I love her. Tell her to hit me up.
I sure will when she gets back in the country.
All right, honey. Well, I'll see y'all girls when y'all get here, honey. I'm hanging up. I got to go tend to my dog because he don't feel good.
Bye.
He ate.
This is a mess. Do you have any more callers, baby?
We got to say somebody's name.
We got to say somebody's name?
Yeah. Getting, it seemed like they're getting like, nah, they just was blocking out the lines. And
I
want to
know who Miss Stacy, they said Miss Stacy was in it?
Yeah,
I
want
to know
what happened with Stacy with them, her chopping her, and something about Angel stood up, and she started swinging her hair. So Angel says, like, what was going on? That's my name. Uh-oh.
Baby.
Yeah, what did happen? Philadelphia, I mean, we heard Shastay's side of the story, but we never heard a word of the mouth from y'all, so we have to take their story, you know, to be accurate, because we really don't know. What you think, Kelly?
Girl, I want to know the tea, bitch. Think I want to know, honey.
But they already told us, so obviously nobody, you know.
Girl, these girls, I think they scared. 908-937, you're live on the air.
Oh, shit. Uh-oh.
Yeah, hello?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You asked what happened with Angel?
That bitch heard that and pressed the button, Kelly, like,
Now, what happened with Stacey and Angel was Stacey came out for a sex arm, and there were a couple of girls that came out before her, but they all got chopped. I don't know if Melissa got chopped or she just walked off, but she got over it because somebody tried to chop her. I saw that for a fact, and she could call in and say what she wants because that happened. And it's on YouTube also. But Angel chopped Stacey, and Stacey got over it. She was reading. It wasn't nothing big, though. Whoever like said it, they blew it up because it wasn't nothing really big. Of course, Angel stood up, but they weren't being confrontational. But Stacey did jump in the fight, and she was stomping on Miss Tamara's head with her boot. I saw that.
Ooh. So it's safe to say that you should say part of the story is true, and that what she called an affair.
Well, okay. The whole background, I don't care about the background. I just know what was there at the BC. So whatever she called, it could be true because that's her side of the story. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't at no airport or nothing like that. That's just the tea that I got when they were all arguing and fighting and stuff like that. But when I was there, I saw what happened with the fight, and I saw everybody going crazy.
Mm.
And I saw China trying to defuse the situation. She wasn't in it. Yeah, it was it. That's all.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Baby. These girls and all these fighting and stuff, they say, why do the girls wait to get all this work and stuff and want to tear it down?
Just like the ones that can't sit in the house either.
I don't know.
They say, yes. I'd be over those tacky bitches that get work and can't sit in the house, bitch. They can't sit their ass down still, bitch. They always running around the motherfucking
bandages.
Always
be
running
careful.
Around the motherfucking.
Be careful. What? What happened? Uh oh. No?
I think that
was an accident.
You know what happened? You're fired. You're not going to be making accents and stuff like that.
Say, that was an accident, honey. My sister's in Puerto Rico.
I was about to go poolside in the wintertime. It's not a kiki, girl.
Hey, my sister's in Puerto Rico. That's an accident.
Everybody better get it together. It got quiet, right? Who else's name? Let me think. We already talked about Auntie Cabby. She came up here and kind of took care of everything.
Somebody came up here and lit it up, bitch. Cabbage lit it the fuck up, girl. Oh, my God. I have to make a run, and I still have to get up. I'm going to be gagging, honey.
Where you going?
Baby, I have to go take care of my business. I have to go take care of some business, honey. I'm an entrepreneur.
Oh, shit.
You got your BGC snacks?
My BGC?
Your BGC
shit.
Snacks.
No.
You have snacks from BGC?
The Reese's, the white chocolate Reese's.
Oh, no, I don't do those no more. I'm a diabetic.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Your V8.
No, we don't do snacks no more. On that note, girls, you know what it's to jail. Girl, I mean, guys and girls, sorry, Jake Ward. I'm so used to just the girls being on the show, you know.
Who was supposed to love me? I didn't want Carl to touch my girl. That was my fucking man. I love my fucking man. I had a daughter and I had a man. And me and Carl used to lay down, I would lay my baby right next to me because she's precious. And me and Carl, we would start doing it. And Carl would reach over and touch my baby. And I said, Carl, what are you doing? And he said, shut your fat ass up. And I shut my fat ass up.
Wow.
Yes. Jaquan, say goodnight to the girl.
Good night, y'all.
The girl, say goodnight to the girl.
I shut my fat ass up.
I'm the legendary Oro East Coast mother of the House of Israel. I love all you motherfucking bitches for tuning in with us, honey. Through the further switch wars, through the all the shit that we go through on the show, the mishaps and everything that we go through on here on the show, the kikis, the laughters, the tears and the cries and everything, bitch. I love y'all all for tuning in with us. All the callers that's on the line and all the people that listen from the chat line, honey. And everybody that can't listen to the show because you got to get up in the morning and go to work, but you definitely download the show to your iPod and you listen to it on your iPod and you definitely hit me up and hit the cast up and let us know that we help y'all make it through y'all motherfucking day by listening to the show. I love all of y'all for tuning in, however you do it. And remember my signature line every night, whatever park or whatever alleyway or whatever club you go to and whatever state you in, please make sure you do practice safe sex. The life you save will be your own. And I'll see you back here tomorrow night for another installment of the show. Good night.
Sorry, I cannot hear you, I'm kinda busy.